From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A rescue operation is underway in suburban Detroit, where a family-owned furniture store exploded this morning and collapsed. Wayne City Manager John Zeck says the store's owner has been pulled out, while authorities are searching for two others in the widespread debris.
The roof of the building is caved in completely onto the store.
Police were forced to evacuate residents from nearby homes and businesses. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg acknowledges a bad situation in his city where anger is growing over the pace of blizzard cleanup. Bloomberg says he's especially concerned about the rate of the emergency response.
We take our emergency life-saving responsibilities very seriously, and I'm extremely dissatisfied with the way our emergency response systems performed. And as I announced yesterday, we're going to take a look at everything we did to see if it could be done better, starting with the communications and dispatching system.
Hundreds of New Yorkers were forced to wait much longer than usual for help as emergency responders struggled to get through snow-clogged roads. A fast-moving storm is pelting California with more rain, gale-force winds, and snow. Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports the storm is testing cleanup and prevention efforts after last week's treacherous weather.
Ahead of this latest storm, volunteers set out 100,000 sandbags in Highland, a town at the base of the San Bernardino Mountains, hoping to keep a fresh flow of mud out of homes. Last week's storms also caused mud to flow through downtown Laguna Beach. Hillside homes and businesses were dealt $10 million in damages, so driveways and entrances to businesses are now blocked by plywood and sand. Most of Orange County's beaches are still closed because of contaminated runoff. And with all the rain comes potholes, and the city of Los Angeles is encouraging drivers to report them when they see them. The city has 28,000 miles of driving lanes, and in a week and a half, they'll deploy crews to fill as many as 15,000 potholes. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
After days of heavy rainfall, river levels are rising across already severely flooded parts of northeastern Australia. Meteorologists say high waters are making their way toward the sea, making communities downstream even more vulnerable in the coming days. Bruce Grady is head of Emergency Management of Queensland State.
These floodwaters are likely to remain high for a long period of time. In some cases, that might be measured by weeks rather than days.
About 1,000 people have been evacuated from central and southern Queensland State, where at least one town was completely cleared out. Hundreds of roads have been shut down, including two major highways to the state capital. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 43 points at 11,619, with NASDAQ up 8 points now at 2,671. This is NPR. Sub-freezing temperatures are also wreaking havoc in Northern Ireland, where about 40,000 people are coping with disruptions to their water supply because of burst pipes. Larry Miller reports from London that some have not had water for 8 days.
People are showering at local swimming pools, flushing toilets with bottled water, and waiting in the street for water deliveries. Liam Mulholland, Customer Services Director for Northern Ireland Water, concedes there's more to the burst pipes than just the weather.
I think neglect is the wrong word. There has been a period of underinvestment in Northern Ireland that now that this incident has happened, that lack of infrastructural investment is showing issues.
While the water company insists it's doing everything it can to fix the problems, the disruption could continue for several days. It asks those who do have water not to take baths. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Britain's border agency is expected to investigate how an email advising customs officers not to conduct drug searches got out. The Sun newspaper reported the email was sent because of a lack of staff at London's Heathrow Airport. The agency apologized today for that message, but added that officers still managed to intercept drug shipments over the Christmas holiday. Underscoring the deadly threat confronting Iraqi security forces, a police commander who had escaped multiple assassination attempts was killed today in Mosul. In an internet posting, an Al-Qaeda-linked group claims responsibility for the attack on Lieutenant Colonel Shamil Al-Jabouri. He was apparently sleeping in his office when two bombers entered and blew themselves up. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.